10,000 baby boomers a day are turning 65, and that's for the next 17 years. So get ready to explore various topics such as healthy aging, elder care, boomer and senior lifestyles, and more to keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. You're listening to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. Presented by ControlMyCare.info. And without further ado, Aging Info Radio and your host, Sue Z. Zawacki.
Welcome to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. I am Susie Zawacki, your host, and if you've just tuned in for the first time to our show, welcome. I appreciate you listening. Well, Aging Info Radio is just over 5 years old, and weekly I invite expert guests on to talk about a whole plethora of diverse topics that keep us moving forward on our journey. Yes, the demographic of baby boomers and seniors is huge. And as I say, we are on the forefront of a silver tsunami of vibrant aging. And I promise you today, if you stay tuned to Aging Info Radio, you will learn about senior housing and why growing old is optional and a place that you want to be. But let's get it clear. The term nursing home is out of date. It's archaic, gone, no longer being used by professionals and even families. In fact, senior housing living includes rehabilitation and so many different levels of living and types of care. And yes, the names have changed. Although some places I would definitely steer clear of and others are just adequate. And sadly to say, some are being called senior warehousing or God's waiting room. Who wants any of that? Probably nobody. But how about a place where days lived, everyone matters, and yes, as I said, growing old is optional. I am talking about Bright Oaks Group, and I met the founder and CEO last year. And he started telling me about his communities that he was going to build and his vision. And I knew in a matter of moments, they were going to be like no other communities. I have three guests in studio with me today. And my first guest is the man that I met, Mr. Nader Kamali, founder and CEO with over 30 years of experience in healthcare and business. Welcome, Mr. Genius.
Thank you. I don't know if genius is the right word, but thank you anyway.
I will use brilliant. Brilliant in the way as like Walt Disney was. It's the same thing what you're doing with senior housing, but we're going to get more into that. I also have Renata Chikowitz with us. She is the VP of Sales and Marketing for Bright Oaks Group. Welcome, Renata.
Thank you, Sue. It's a pleasure to be here.
And it's a pleasure to have you. And welcome Denise True to Aging Info Radio. She is the family advocate of the most recent community that just opened in Aurora. Welcome, Denise.
Thank you, Sue.
Yes, I'm so excited to talk to all of you because, like I said, what you're doing here is very different. But let's talk, Mr. Nader, what makes Bright Oaks so different?
So just like you opened correctly, there are lots of communities that are currently on the market, and most of them are looking at giving you your own apartment and giving you a space so you can be there. That's not enough. To me, that's not life. That's just existence. So what I was looking to see was to see people that have aged successfully to be 80, 85, or even 90, to live the rest of their life as if it was the best time of their life. So I want to see those years to be really fruitful, purposeful, and lovely.
Isn't that great? And then, of course, you have Renata as your Vice President of Sales and Marketing. I mean, Renata, you have years well-known, and you've been very well-known in the healthcare system, and something had you leave a job that you were at for years to become part of Bright Oaks Group. What went on there? Something triggered that?
It was a very tough decision, but, you know, even though being successful in healthcare industry, something was missing. The passion that I had for seniors, the passion that I had for see them joyful and happy and meaningful life was missing in the job that I was doing. I wanted to see a concept that's actually something will renew, something will create a concept of extension of a family. I saw the seniors like, you know, they had a family at one point, but adult children left, created their own family, and they just stay by themselves. So when I met Nader and he presented the concept for me, this is going to be family style, we're going to extend that, that passion almost returned in such a creative way that I say, we can do this. I can actually see smile on their faces. I can see dreams that they never were able to accomplish because they were caring for the family. Now is their time. So,
well, I think a sense of belonging is a human need. And when you create a community such as Bright Oaks Group where people really feel that they are all an extension of a family, whether they are visiting there, whether they volunteer there, they live there, or they work there, the whole concept, when that becomes a large family and a sense of belonging, you've got a huge group of people that are a lot more satisfied and fulfilled. And Denise, you must see this in being the family advocate in Aurora. And let's talk a little bit about your definition of the terminology that I hope does go out the window, called assisted living, because you use a new term, a different term. What is that?
Yes, that's correct. We are assisted living, but we like to call it assisted independence. And what we mean by that is you still have those, we still help you with your daily activities, being whatever it may be, but we still try to keep you very independent. And I think that's a, out in industry-wise, people think when they come into assisted living that they're giving up everything. And that's not the way it is at Bright Oaks. We want to keep your independence and assist you with the things that you need assistance in, but keeping you very independent.
I think that is so important because people need to not only remain independent, there's something else. You take that another step further. Nader, you know this because you created it. People need a purpose. Let's talk about that purposeful living.
Let me just add a little bit to that independence. There is a difference between independence and alone. And that's something that most people don't realize. You can be independent, but not alone. At Bright Oaks, you're not going to be alone. We make sure that you have the independence, which means you have the choice. You decide how to live your life, with the support of others and in the presence of others. So community is a fact of life. We are creatures of social living. We like to socialize. Being alone sort of is a gradual death for us. So in the society, people that do bad things, they put them in solitary confinement. That's the highest form of punishment. Unfortunately, as we age, we sort of decide that for ourselves. I don't know why. Who wants to be alone? We want people to have that independence, but we don't want them to be alone.
Big distinction there. And I'm here with Bright Oaks Group. Their phone number is 630-280-2400. When you talk about that, I mean, not socializing is one of the areas that people really decline in aging. When they are not social, because I have 5 G's with gratitude, get up, get dressed, get out, and get connected to people. And if you're not doing that on a daily basis, you are diminishing your health.
Absolutely. If you know, the part of life that's very important is your psyche. And if you are alone, you gradually die inside. We don't want that to happen. Life is good. Life is worth living. It should be cherished every moment of day, every moment of your life.
Well, Renata, you can answer this one. Life happens here is your tagline. What happens there?
Life happens there every single day. We laugh, we love, we enjoy. We actually make things happen for those that actually think is magic happens there every day. So what we want people to know is no age limitation. You can fulfill your dreams and desires, what you want to do. If you want to roller skating, we are there for you. If you want to cook and be with the chef, we are there for you. If you want to dance, you can join the dance group. So whatever your desire is, we want you to be there. We want you to be part of the community.
And then your staff also, they have different titles, which brings community even together more, such as Denise being a family advocate. You also have activity aides instead of a life guide. And you have a lot of different names for your employees, which I picked up with when I first talked to Nader the very first time. I thought, oh, that's so brilliant.
You know, title sort of sets the tone. It tells you what you're supposed to do. So in most communities I walk in, they have executive directors. They have director of marketing. They have director of activities. That's a business.
Yes.
Living and family is not a business. So
yes.
We made sure that the titles that people have are very close to how families are run.
That's so great. Well, again, I'm here with Bright Oaks Group. Coming up next, we're going to talk about the seven dimensions of wellness and exactly how those come into play, where life happens here. And that's Bright Oaks Group right here on Aging Info Radio.
At Next Stage Kidney Care Oak Brook, they give their patients choice and flexibility. With treatment options including peritoneal dialysis, flexible in-center hemodialysis, and home hemodialysis, their patients can take an active role in their treatments. Their expert staff provides training that allows patients to choose a therapy option that is right for their lifestyle. Contact them at 630-475-4340 or visit nextstagekidneycare.com.
GenCare Neighborhood Medical Centers focuses exclusively on Medicare-eligible seniors and wants to see their patients each month, whether healthy or sick. Would you like all of your medical services from one provider, such as prescriptions, x-ray and imaging, acupuncture, specialist care, and diagnostics? GenCare takes care of this so you don't have to go from doctor to doctor. Courtesy transportation provided for those who qualify, so getting to your appointment is hassle-free. GenCare Neighborhood Medical Center. 5 convenient Chicagoland locations. Visit GenCareMed.com.
Imagine having to move your four-bedroom home into a one-bedroom apartment, and you have to do it by yourself. Now visualize doing this when you're 80. Yes, it's overwhelming. So where should you start? The answer is Mark Rantis at Rantis Property Group with Keller Williams Team Realty. Mark is your senior real estate concierge. In addition to helping you sell your home, Mark will connect you to all the trusted professionals you'll need to make your transition super smooth. Call Mark at 847-606-5272 or online at rantispropertygroup.com.
When you retire, how much is your Social Security check going to be? You have a good idea, right? You could be dead wrong. While claiming your benefits seems simple enough, there are actually 567 ways to do it. Don't make a mistake and leave up to 72% of your benefits on the table. Come to an O'Connor & Associates free seminar, and you'll get access to advice on how to maximize your benefits from Social Security. Call 800-429-9615. That's 800-429-9615. Call now.
And now, back to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging, but not growing old.
This is Susie Zawacki, and imagine having to move from your four-bedroom home into a one-bedroom apartment, and you have to do it all by yourself. Now imagine doing it when you are 80. Where would you start, and who would you call? Mark Rantis is who you would call, your senior real estate concierge. In addition to getting your home sold, he will connect you to all the trusted professionals to make your transition super smooth. Call Mark Rantis at 847-606-5272. Well, I am here with Bright Oaks Group. They put the living into senior living. Their communities are extraordinarily different, unique, and to get in touch with Bright Oaks Group, you want to call 630-280-2400. Mr. Nader, I would like to know, you practice the seven dimensions of wellness, and I know a lot of people are familiar with these. Give those out real briefly, but I would like to also address how they're being fulfilled at Bright Oaks Group.
Sure. So the seven dimensions of wellness include physical, spiritual, intellectual, social, vocational, environmental, and emotional. This concept is not new to the industry. Everybody knows that these are all important dimensions. The question is, where do you emphasize and how do you bring the best to people? What is different for Bright Oaks is we don't have a cookie cutter approach and we don't group people. Just because you're old doesn't mean you're the same. people are different and are individuals and they should be treated as such. So part of our process is we look to work with people as individuals to make sure that we understand where is their state of mind. So if they want to meditate and they like that, we make sure that their daily regimen includes that and they don't do it by themselves. Even though you want to do Pilates alone and you've done that at your home, doing it with two or three other people is much more fun. Mm-hmm. And it's much, much more lively. There is a give and take. There is support in there and there is reinforcement. So that's how we do things differently.
Yeah, you really work with the individual and to see where they're at and how it's really going to enhance their life.
Absolutely.
I'm sure you see this too, Renata.
Oh, absolutely. And see, that's what Nader actually mentioned, that based on the assessment that we do, with the physical limitation, we are trying to figure out a way of actually showing our family members, that's who we call them, showing how they can enhance and not to be stopped by the physical limitation and still fulfill the other areas that we just talked about.
Yeah, I mean, you use the word family often. And you also talk about a family support system. And I know all this comes into play with all the names of your employees. And I had said that I'd flip-flopped it. Actually, instead of an activity aid, they're a life guide. But what are some of the other names? Because those names do define it. Like you said, it sets the tone.
So, you know, one thing that is different at Bright Oaks, when we say family, we mean everyone in the building. So we don't have employees. We don't have residents. They're all part of the same family. The concept of a group of people giving and a group of people taking is not what happens at home. At your home, everybody gives and takes, and everybody supports one another. Everybody benefits from that life. And that's how it is. So what we did was, in order to make sure that the your so-called employees feel as part of that family, we gave them names that you would in your own family. So we don't have a cook. We have a chef. And we don't have housekeepers. We have dusting divas. So we went with the groups that actually are going to be performing some of these tasks. And we said, what would your name be if you were doing the same task in a home? And they came up with the names that they liked and they like to wear. So the name tag for those people is defined by them, which is great.
I love the caregiver one, Sparkle Squad.
Well, so think about it. Their job is really to sparkle the day, right?
Yeah.
That's what they're supposed to do. We are not a nursing home, right? So we are not trying to bring that clinical aspect. We are a home. We are a place to live with different people living there. So their job is supposed to put a sparkle in your day.
This sounds like such a great place to work, too, because there's such a high turnover in a lot of the senior housing communities. And it's just really difficult to either staff people or keep them there or fill the buildings. For whatever reason, there's a high turnover. Mm-hmm. And I think if people get to work in a family environment where they feel really part of the family, mm-hmm. and everybody's kind of on the same page with that, your employees are going to do better, your residents are going to do better, the people that volunteer are going to love being there, you'll have more volunteers in the community, because you reach out to the community also to get volunteers, correct?
We do. So you're absolutely correct. The burnout factor in this industry is very, very high. And that was a surprise to me when I came in the industry. The reason, after looking at it, the reason is that they are squeezed every minute of the day. So by the time they go home, there is nothing left for their family. For us, that's not good. I want them to coming to work is to go visit your extended family. It's supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be extension of that. And, you know, we have large, large buildings. In your opening, you mentioned selling your four-bedroom home and going to a one-bedroom apartment. Well, I look at it, selling your four-bedroom home and going to a 60-bedroom mansion.
Yeah, there you go.
So everything that we have, instead of having a small dining room, you have a huge dining room. It's yours. You live it. Every part of that is yours. For our employees, for example, you know, it's fact of life that people have kids and kids have, they get sick and they need to be taken care of. School is closed one day and there's going to be a snow day. So for us on those days, bring your kids to work.
Isn't that great? And then that's cross-generational, which is also
absolutely
enhancing senior lives to be around children. And do you allow pets?
We do. So pets, the science has shown that pet therapy is huge, especially for dementia, for people that are in memory care. That's very comforting, and it takes their mind to happy places. And for seniors, many of them are used to living with their pets, and they don't want to be separated. And so why should we want to do that? If it was good for them to be at their home, and they have just moved into a mansion, so why not bring their pets?
This is so great. I'm here with Bright Oaks Group, where growing old is optional. Their communities, Aurora, is open now, and Wooddale, Elgin, Fox Lake, and West Dundee, and then are all going to open in 2016, also Naples, Florida, Wildwood, Florida in 2016, and then Fort Myers and Sun City Center in 2017, where growing old is optional, like I said. I mean, what a fun environment to live in, and I would believe that people would live longer.
Absolutely. They should. You know, it's not the quantity, it's the quality of life that's important.
Oh, I think that you just, I mean, right there, you can move in, like, there's all the aesthetics in a lot of communities, and that's all pseudo, that's fabricated false. What goes on after that? I mean, what goes on in the relating of people?
Yeah, so if you look at the communities, what they showcase is the building. Really, that's the resort living. I don't know about you, but I don't want to live in a resort. I want to go visit one for a week or two, but then I always want to go home. So for us, it is not, even though all the buildings that we are in and we will be in are brand new, and they are all designed to give you the best place to live in terms of space, but it doesn't matter. It's what happens in the building. When we say life happens here, it's about the people that are there and how they bring life to living.
Yes, absolutely. Right there is a great tagline, bringing life to living. That's exactly what Bright Oaks Group is doing.
That's right. That's what we are trying to do. And, you know, it cannot be done by us. It requires our family members, future family members, to participate. You know, one of the dimensions of wellness is vocational. And it's something that not too many people touch on. Vocational is purpose. For you and me to be here and to sit down and go to work every day, that is part of our life, and that's part of living.
Oh, you must have a motivating purpose, and at Bright Oaks Group, they're doing just that. We're going to talk more about starting a new chapter in life and what Bright Oaks does to absolutely support you on doing that. Their phone number is 630-280-2400. All coming up next right here on Aging Info Radio.
Reject the notion that when people age, they're no longer active or productive. Embrace the revolutionary concept of senior living with Bright Oaks Group. A researched new approach to elder care, Bright Oaks differs from other senior communities. We believe all people possess potential no matter our age. Only a handful of master suites are available at the state-of-the-art Bright Oaks community in Aurora. Reserve your suite today. Call 630-892-8800 or visit brightoaksgroup.com to see what senior living can be in Chicagoland.
Seniors Blue Book is a free resource guide available throughout Chicago's south suburbs, Will and DuPage counties. The Seniors Blue Book is here to help guide and educate its readers about the myriad of services and organizations that are here to help seniors age well. The Seniors Blue Book offers over 65 plus categories of resources, seniors housing and home health comparison grids, with many editorials written by local professionals. Call 708-515-8220 or visit their website, seniorsbluebook.com.
When you retire, how much is your Social Security check going to be? You have a good idea, right? You could be dead wrong. While claiming your benefits seems simple enough, there are actually 567 ways to do it. Don't make a mistake and leave up to 72% of your benefits on the table. Come to an O'Connor & Associates free seminar. You'll get access to advice on how to maximize your benefits from Social Security. Call 800-429-9615. That's 800-429-9615 to reserve your seat. Call now.
One of the most difficult decisions you make as an adult is how to care for your parents. Finding the right environment for your loved ones can be challenging and frustrating. But with all the senior living options available, how do you choose the right senior home to care for them? Put your trust in Alternatives for Seniors. They will help you sort through all your options. Visit alternativesforseniors.com or call 888-WE-ASSIST. That's 888-932-7747 or alternativesforseniors.com.
Let's talk about simplifying your life. Let's eliminate the hassle and confusion of organizing and sorting out all your daily or weekly medication. You can now get a clinical pharmacist to prepackage your medication and deliver it to your front door with free shipping. Hey, if the medication costs the same, why not simplify your life? And that's not all. You also get dental, vision, and hearing aid benefits at significant discounts. Go to controlmycare.info or call 877-582-2220 and get started today.
Imagine having to move your four-bedroom home into a one-bedroom apartment, and you have to do it by yourself. Now visualize doing this when you're 80. Yes, it's overwhelming. So where should you start? The answer is Mark Rantis at Rantis Property Group with Keller Williams Team Realty. Mark is your senior real estate concierge. In addition to helping you sell your home, Mark will connect you to all the trusted professionals you'll need to make your transition super smooth. Call Mark at 847-606-5272 or online at rantispropertygroup.com.
This is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of people too.
You're listening to Aging Info Radio with your host, Sue Z. Zawacki.
And for my Sue Says, sponsored by Senior News 50 and Better, investment in knowledge pays the best interest. Well, I am here with Bright Oaks Group. I have Mr. Nader Kamali, and I have Denise True and Renata Chikowitz. And I'm just dying to ask you this question. There is a lot to be said about the freedom and flexibility that I get that happens where life happens here, of course, at Bright Oaks Group. But if somebody does move in there, is this a buy-in? Is this a contract? How do you work this? Because it seems very open here to really enhance people's lives.
There is no force process here. So let me elaborate on this. In some communities, you have to pay a substantial amount of money to buy in. In some communities, you have to sign a 12-month contract. In some communities, you have to do a combination of those. In ours, there is nothing like that. It's month to month. You choose to stay there. I want people that want to be part of the Bright Oaks family. This is not a life sentence. So I put a lot of flexibility there. If you don't feel that Bright Oaks kind of living is for you, life is too short. Find what's right for you.
Oh, this is so great, because so many times people are very apprehensive to move into an assisted living or a CCRC because of the restrictions there. And then they feel like, oh, boy, they have buyer's remorse before they even get through the door. And I'm sure, Denise, with you working with families, but there's a part that Bright Oaks says that you do, and that's start a new chapter in a life. Let's talk a little bit about that, because obviously that is a little bit in the area you come in.
Well, that's exactly right. I think people's preconceived notions of assisted living is, at least what I have noticed, is, you know what, I'm giving up everything. This is the last chapter. And it doesn't have to be. There's different chapters in your life that you go through. You go to college, you get married, you have children, you have grandchildren. I don't want anybody thinking that when they come to Bright Oaks that this is a place that I'm just going to give up, in a place actually to die. And it's not. It's a place to live again. We offer so many variety of different things and options for that new family member to come in to do. One of the things that we're very different is we offer choice in everything. I don't know any other community that does that. We offer our residents, our family members, we ask them, what would you like to do? And we'll do that. We consult them from week to week. What are the activities that you'd like to do? Now, some people might want to play bingo. I've heard all across the board, you know what, we're so sick of playing bingo. But you know what, if our family members want to play bingo, we can do that. If they don't want to, we don't have to. It's very open. If somebody wants to go take a boat ride, we'll take a boat ride. Same with our food choice. There's a lot of times when you go into a community and you are forced to eat the food that they give you. Here, we consult week to week with our chef what our residents would like to eat. If they have a favorite recipe, we'll make their favorite recipe. It's made fresh. Our chef shops week to week. So it's more on what our family members want, not what we want to serve them. It's what they want to eat. So it's very open that way.
Now, can a family member help the chef?
Certainly. Yes, we encourage that. It is a family, and that's what we encourage.
So one of the things that is always difficult, we are regulated. The building is regulated. So cooking, for example, kitchens are not a place where residents can go typically. But we've designed all of our buildings so that the kitchen area has space for people to safely go and participate. So if you do have a favorite recipe and you're good at, you like it, you're going to work with our chef and cook that recipe for the entire community. And if, let's say your favorite recipe and your best recipe is chicken cacciatore, so we will put it on the menu as Sue's chicken cacciatore, and we serve the entire building and they get to vote. And, over time, we ask the residents to vote and make certain recipes from the residents permanently on the menu. I want the menu that we start with, which is all items that our chef has envisioned to put on the menu, to over time change to be a menu that is made up of recipes from residents that actually live in the building. So ideally, within a year or two, our menu is going to be made up of recipes that items that have your name or you have your other family members' names on them. So it's personalized to the building.
Isn't that great? Once again, I'm here with Bright Oaks Group, and their phone number is 630-280-2400. Coming up next, we're going to hear more about Bright Oaks Group and the values that they bring to the entire family. You want to be part of Bright Oaks Group. And with all their communities opening all over the Chicagoland area, we'll get more of that in detail coming up.
Chicago Health is Chicagoland's premier healthcare magazine, providing insightful and interesting content on a variety of health-related topics like disease, treatment, lifestyle, the business of healthcare, innovative medicines, technology, and more. It currently prints two issues annually and publishes new, original stories regularly at ChicagoHealthOnline.com. Chicago Health Magazine, real patients, real doctors, a great resource. Be an advocate for your best health at ChicagoHealthOnline.com. That's ChicagoHealthOnline.com.
GenCare Neighborhood Medical Centers is the one place where Medicare-eligible seniors are treated like they are part of a family. GenCare provides a one-stop shop for all senior medical services, including compassionate primary care, on-site x-ray and imaging, prescription services, specialty care, and courtesy transportation for those who qualify. GenCare patients love their doctors. GenCare Neighborhood Medical Center, 5 convenient Chicagoland locations. Visit GenCareMed.com for more information.
At Next Stage Kidney Care Oak Brook, they give their patients choice and flexibility. With treatment options including peritoneal dialysis, flexible in-center hemodialysis, and home hemodialysis, their patients can take an active role in their treatments. Their expert staff provides training that allows patients to choose a therapy option that is right for their lifestyle. Contact them at 630-475-4340 or visit nextstagekidneycare.com.
A revolutionary new kind of senior living, Bright Oaks is a firm departure from stagnant elder care. At Bright Oaks, we say life happens here. We celebrate each moment as an opportunity for growth and joy, and each person as an active, participating member of our community. Only a handful of master suites are available at the state-of-the-art Bright Oaks community in Aurora. Reserve your suite today. Call 630-892-8800 or visit brightoaksgroup.com to see what senior living can be in Chicagoland.
Back to the show, sure to move boomers and seniors forward on their aging journey. Aging Info Radio with Sue Z. Zawacki.
Not all retirement communities are alike, by no means. And I'm here with Bright Oaks Group, where they put the living into senior living. They have values and actually have created the staff, the residents, the volunteers, the community outreach, all of that to become one large family. And with family, Mr. Nader, there's always values. But let's talk. You have personal values for the individual, and then you have family values. So elaborate a little bit on these, because they're very important.
You're absolutely right. You know, every culture has a set of values. Some you do know, some you don't know. But even if you don't know them, they are there. The way people act towards one another, the way they interact, the way they behave is all driven by a set of values. In our own society outside, there are certain things that you know what the etiquette is. Those are called values. For Bright Oaks, we did the same thing. We sat down together as a team and we decided what is it that we want to see identified and promoted in the community. There were personalities and there were behaviors that we wanted individuals to show. And then there was interactions between groups. So all of those we identified. We train and educate everyone on those concepts and we hold them accountable. So when you come to the community and one of the values that we have, for example, is love your family. We look for those instances where someone has actually exhibited that, and we reward that. We don't want judgments, right? So we say, don't judge. When we have situations like that where people have exhibited understanding and they're not judgmental, we reward that. So if you really go through all of our values, which are on our website, you can truly understand what life is going to be at Bright Oaks. When we say life happens here, here is Bright Oaks. But life itself and the meaning of life is in the set of values that we have put together.
I concur. And what do you see there, Renata?
I actually will say that those values, the life happens here, meaning your family, it's going to be what you're going to bring to the family. Whatever values you bring to the family, if you bring respect, if you bring joy, if you bring understanding, if you bring loyalty, you actually creating the family that you want to be part of. It's not like we sending a demand, we setting a set of values for individuals, but you are the one who are creating the family. You are being the core, the foundation. So that's what we are looking for. You bringing your values, but you respect the values of others.
It says a whole lot, too, about a work environment, and you see this, too, Denise.
Yes, exactly. I think most what I want to get across on these values is it's really common sense. I think when you read the values, when you read the personal values, and you read the family values, these are things that you do every single day of your life. We just want you to bring it in when you come into Bright Oaks. We want you to respect these values. Like I said, it's very common sense. We ask people to take a look at the values and can you abide by those values? And most of the time it is yes, because it is common sense. You know, you're going to make memories. You're going to be honest. You're never going to stay angry. And that's what we want. We want people to bring in those values into the community.
So let me just read some of these so you can understand. Just imagine what life would be like in a home where you help and encourage others. You give compliments. There is no whining. Mm-hmm. Love your family. You don't judge. You share. Use kind words. Laugh together. Listen to each other. Say please and thank you. Think of others before yourself. And most importantly, enjoy today.
Isn't that great? I mean, to even be in an environment like that, you will have no openings for employees once they get to be part of the family.
There are no employees.
That's right. Absolutely right. Family members.
When they become part of the family, they're always part of the family.
That's so great. Now, there's something very impressive about you, Mr. Nader. The day that I met you, you told me about your visits to assisted living. And I mean, for somebody to go do and explain what you did there.
So when I started in this industry, I was new to it. And I wanted to learn. So I started to go to different communities just to see what assisted living is. I had heard the title, but I didn't know the concept. So I started to go to local communities. Then I wanted a little bit more because I wasn't impressed. So I opened up the circle more and more and more and more. And to date, I have visited 97 communities around the world. Any community that has been written up about, I went to see. If they are good, I want to see what they are. And I did not create Bright Oaks out of vacuum. I took the best practices from everywhere around the world that I saw to the extent that I could put them together. I put them together, and I added a little bit of flavor on top of that.
You've done a wonderful job. I mean, that's why the day that I met you, and I will say this forever, you're the Walt Disney of senior housing.
Thank you.
This is so needed where people actually go in and live a purposeful life, and life happens there, and they feel more alive as they're getting older, and they know that the family's there to support them, and they've got all that around them. It's just going to make everything about aging on a different dimension. We're going to get coming up next from my three extraordinary guests with Bright Oaks Group. We're going to get their words of wisdom. They probably have a lot considering what they've done here with Bright Oaks Group, and their phone number is 630-280-2400. So you stay right there on Aging Info Radio. We have more to come.
What? I owe how much before my health insurance pays? Help!
Join the thousands who offset their deductibles, co-pays, and other fees with healthcare services that save you substantially on your out-of-pocket costs. Doctor consults, dental, vision, prescription drugs, lab testing, and much more. Why pay more out-of-pocket costs when you don't have to? Go to controlmycare.info or call 877-582-2220. That's controlmycare.info or 877-582-2220.
When you retire, how much is your Social Security check going to be? You have a good idea, right? You could be dead wrong. While claiming your benefits seems simple enough, there are actually 567 ways to do it. Don't make a mistake and leave up to 72% of your benefits on the table. Come to an O'Connor & Associates free seminar and you'll get access to advice on how to maximize your benefits from Social Security. Call 800-429-9615. That's 800-429-9615. Call now.
GenCare Neighborhood Medical Centers focuses exclusively on Medicare-eligible seniors and wants to see their patients each month, whether healthy or sick. Would you like all of your medical services from one provider, such as prescriptions, x-ray and imaging, acupuncture, specialist care, and diagnostics? GenCare takes care of this so you don't have to go from doctor to doctor. Courtesy transportation provided for those who qualify, so getting to your appointment is hassle-free. GenCare Neighborhood Medical Center. 5 convenient Chicagoland locations. Visit GenCareMed.com.
Seniors Blue Book is a free resource guide available throughout Chicago's south suburbs, Will and DuPage counties. The Seniors Blue Book is here to help guide and educate its readers about the myriad of services and organizations that are here to help seniors age well. The Seniors Blue Book offers over 65 plus categories of resources, seniors housing and home health comparison grids with many editorials written by local professionals. Call 708-515-8220 or visit their website, seniorsbluebook.com.
Susie Zawacki says, never stop learning. It brings life to your life. And now, back to Aging Info Radio from the ControlMyCare.info studio.
Bright Oaks Group, they put the living into senior living where growing old is optional. Such a unique community, one open in Aurora. We have four more opening in the Chicagoland area. That is Wooddale, Elgin, Fox Lake, and West Dundee to start with. And, of course, on their website, you can also find out about Florida. But your words of wisdom for the day, Renata?
I think will be short and sweet. It is never too late to create the life that you desire right here with Bright Oaks when life happens here every day.
Thank you so much. And Denise, what about you? Your words of wisdom.
I would say that we create a warm and welcoming family-like atmosphere at Bright Oaks. And when you are looking for assisted living, I encourage people to do check other communities. But I do want them to come to Bright Oaks. And I want them to see how Bright Oaks is different. And don't be afraid of assisted living.
Yeah, like you call it, assisted independence,
correct.
Which is a great terminology. And also, they can volunteer for a short period of time and really experience life happens.
What's kind of nice about Bright Oaks is we want the community to participate. So if you are a family or member, or if you're not a family member, we do encourage you to come into the community and experience what we have to offer every day. We do encourage that.
Thank you. And Mr. Nader, the best for last. Let's hear your brilliant words of wisdom.
You know, my word of wisdom, I don't know, but what I live by is seniors of any community are the treasures of that community. If there are truly Bright Oaks, and I'm not talking about the company, but the definition, if they are bright members of society, they need to be cherished. They need to be valued, and they need to be cared for. If you are one of those jewels, don't settle. Look for the best life that you can live.
Thank you so much. I'm just so impressed with your community. And again, brightoaksgroup.com is the website. Their phone number is 630-280-2400. Kudos to all of you for what you're doing. I finally have seen something in senior housing that is going to move everything forward. And let's see, my paws pooch today is Milo, a 7-year-old male pure white terrier chihuahua mix. What a cute dog. Go to pawschicago.org or call Paws at 773-935-PAWS. And, of course, Milo is waiting with his paws crossed for you to come and get him. Yes, Daisy, that was Milo. And the Active Senior Expo is this coming Wednesday, March 9th, from 9:30 to 2 p.m. It's at the Abington Banquets in Glen Ellen, Illinois, at Butterfield Road and Route 53. Lots going on at the Active Senior Expo. And our show from today will go up on podcast shortly. We'll also have all their contact information for Bright Oaks Group up there, along with pictures of my extraordinary guests. And I really have worked in the industry for a long time, and I am so impressed with Bright Oaks Group. And I am Susie Zawacki and your host, and until we meet again, this is my message to you. On an American goodbye note, I believe it is all of our responsibility to take care of our seniors, many of whom are the foundation of our country. And may their strength and dedication be passed on for generations to come.
That was Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. Presented by ControlMyCare.info. Be sure to catch us again next Sunday as we continue conversations that will keep us all moving forward on our aging journey, right here on AM 560, The Answer.
AM 560.
At Next Stage Kidney Care Oak Brook, they give their patients choice and flexibility with treatment options including peritoneal dialysis, flexible in-center hemodialysis, and home hemodialysis. Their patients can take an active role in their treatments. Their expert staff provides training that allows patients to choose a therapy option that is right for their lifestyle. Contact them at 630-475-4340 or visit nextstagekidneycare.com.
Imagine having to move your four-bedroom home into a one-bedroom apartment, and you have to do it by yourself. Now visualize doing this when you're 80. Yes, it's overwhelming. So where should you start? The answer is Mark Rantis at Rantis Property Group with Keller Williams Team Realty. Mark is your senior real estate concierge. In addition to helping you sell your home, Mark will connect you to all the trusted professionals you'll need to make your transition super smooth. Call Mark at 847-606-5272 or online at rantispropertygroup.com.
What's happening? What does it mean?